Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're going to be taking a deep dive into a lecture on Colossians 3.
Okay.
Specifically, session 5, called Take a Stand.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's all about how the early church handled all the challenges to their faith and like how those lessons can still help us out today.
Yeah,
you know?
That's such a cool topic.
Yeah, and it is a good one.
So. It's amazing how relevant this stuff still is.
Yeah.
You know, the lecture kind of starts out talking about how Paul is like, really encouraging these Colossians, right?
Right.
To not be swayed by all these like empty judgments.
All right. All that criticism they were facing for not following specific rules
Totally.
About what they ate and drank and how they celebrated festivals.
Yeah, yeah.
Even which days to worship on. And it made me think, you know, like,
I know.
Isn't that something we still kind of struggle with all the time?
Totally. I mean, just think about it, you know, like, all that pressure to fit in, mm-hmm. right? Whether it's social media, if it's at your work, even just with your friends.
Yeah.
We're constantly being told how we should act, what we should wear, what we should believe.
And it's so hard to, like, you know, stand your ground when everybody else seems to be going in a totally different direction.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, what I thought was interesting is the lecture pointed out
okay.
that Paul's basically saying, hey, you know what? True faith isn't about all those things.
Yeah.
It's not about just checking off the boxes.
Right.
It's not about following all these rules. It's about a deep and personal connection with Christ.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
It does.
You know? Like, your heart really has to be in it.
It does.
You can't just be going through the motions.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
And that kind of leads right into the next big thing
okay.
that they talk about in the lecture. Which is this whole concept of not letting anyone disqualify you.
Oh, okay.
And they use this analogy, which I thought was really interesting, of, you know, like, imagine someone's trying to stop you from running a race.
Oh, wow.
That you've, you know, qualified for, right? Or getting that job that you've always dreamed of and worked really hard for.
It's like they're saying, like, nope, you're not good enough. You don't belong.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
They're like, you're not good enough. You don't belong here.
Yeah.
But Paul's kind of saying, like, don't let them do that to you.
Right.
You have a place here. You have a purpose.
Okay.
And the lecture really digs into this idea that sometimes it's the people who are trying to disqualify others.
Oh, interesting.
That are actually the ones who are disconnected.
Oh, wow.
From Christ.
So it's about knowing your own worth.
Yes.
And not letting people, like, take that away from you.
Yes.
Even if they're, like, trying to use religious reasons to put you down.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's about taking ownership of your own faith journey, not letting anyone else dictate your path.
I like that a lot. That's really good.
And you know what? That kind of leads into where the lecture goes next. And it takes kind of an interesting turn where it talks about, you know,
okay,
this need to put to death.
No, okay.
What is earthly and to put on this new self.
Yeah. I noticed the language got pretty intense there.
Yes.
Like, all of a sudden, Paul's listing all these things, like, you know, sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, covetousness.
It doesn't stop there.
It really doesn't.
No. He even says anger, malice, slander, and lies.
Wow. Okay. So, like, what's the point of using such strong imagery like that?
Well, the lecture explains that, you know, it's meant to highlight
okay.
how serious it is, right?
Yeah.
To reject these things, these behaviors, these thought patterns
yeah.
that don't align with, you know, a life that's focused on Christ.
So it's not even just about avoiding the bad stuff. It's about, like, changing your whole way of being.
That's it. That's it. And, you know, the lecture goes on to talk about this idea of, like, you know, it's not just about taking off the old, but it's about actively putting on
like
the new. So, like, it's one thing to, you know, get rid of the negative.
Yeah.
But it's a whole other thing to actively try and, like, bring in the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what they start to talk about in the lecture. This, like, kind of transformation from the inside out.
Okay. And that transformation starts, like, in your mind, right?
Yes.
I remember the lecture talked about being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator.
Yes. And it's about aligning our thoughts and beliefs with what God says is true.
Mm-hmm.
And then letting that shape our actions and how we interact with other people.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
It does, doesn't it?
But I do remember that when the lecture talked about, like, our true identity being found in Christ, they use this really, like, interesting illustration about a coconut.
The coconut dynamic.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if I totally got it. How does the coconut thing work?
Oh, yeah. It's a great analogy.
Okay.
So think of it this way.
Okay.
You are tucked away, safe, inside a tough coconut shell.
Okay.
That's your life.
Okay.
Hidden in Christ. But then that coconut is held within the even stronger hands of God.
Whoa.
Okay. Because, like, you have this double protection.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that even when things feel really chaotic and uncertain out there,
yeah,
your true identity is safe and secure.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense.
It's a good visual, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Okay, so we've got this secure identity in Christ.
We do.
But the world can't always see that, right? Like, how do we actually live that out?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's where the lecture gets, I think, even more practical.
Okay.
Because it talks about how it's not enough to just talk about having this new identity. We have to show it.
So what are, like, the actual things we should be doing? What does it look like to actually, like, put on?
I love that you keep using those air quotes. I can
yeah.
see that. That's great. But yeah, what does it look like to put on this new self?
Yeah, yeah.
In our regular, like, everyday life.
Yeah. Like, what are we actually supposed to be doing?
Well, one of the, I think, most striking things that the lecture highlights is this picture of unity.
Oh,
Christ.
Okay.
And how it just, like, breaks down
yeah.
all these barriers that used to divide people back in Colossae.
It was like Paul was saying, you know, forget about all those old dividing lines.
Totally.
In Christ, we're all family.
It's so good.
Yeah. And he got really specific, too, about, like, who he was talking about.
He did. He said, like, Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised.
The Barbarians, Scythians.
Scythians, yeah. You know, and the lecture actually points out.
Okay.
That the Scythians were considered, like, the lowest of the low back then.
Oh, really?
Totally.
Yeah.
They were uncultured. They were savage. They were the epitome of, you know, everything that society looked down upon.
So, like, he's including everybody then.
He is.
Even the people that, like, society kind of rejects.
Yes.
He's saying, in Christ, you have a place.
You belong.
You belong.
It's incredible how radical that was. And the lecture also makes this point. You know, about how relevant that is today.
Yeah.
With everything that's going on, all the division.
Yeah.
The polarization we see.
It's like a challenge to look past all that stuff. You know,
all those differences. Yeah.
And to see, like, the common ground we have yeah. in Christ.
That's it.
Yeah. That's huge.
It is. And the lecture goes on to say, you know, like, this unity.
All right.
It's not just this, like, abstract idea.
Right.
It has to be lived out.
Oh.
In how we treat each other.
So then, how do we do that? What does it actually look like to, like, put on unity?
Well, Paul actually gives us a whole list of virtues
oh, okay.
that we should be clothing ourselves with. Things like compassion, kindness, humility.
Gentleness. Patience.
Oh, patience, yeah.
Like, I feel like that's one that I could always use a little more of.
Me too. Probably all of us.
Yeah.
But what was your take on, you know, what the lecture said about patience?
Well, it's so much more than just, like, waiting your turn, you
yeah.
know? Or just, like, gritting your teeth and bearing it.
No.
It's like an inner strength
it is.
That lets you stay calm
yes.
even when things are, like, really difficult.
It's so true. And
yeah.
patience, you know, mm-hmm. is also really closely tied to another one of the virtues on Paul's list.
Okay, which one?
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness, yeah, that's a big one.
That's a huge one.
That's not always easy.
No, no.
What did the lecture have to say about forgiveness?
Well, it really highlighted how powerful forgiveness is.
Okay.
Not only in our personal relationships.
Yeah.
But in the entire Christian community.
Wow.
You know, it reminded us that we are called to forgive others.
Okay.
Just as God forgave us.
Oh, wow. So it's like we're extending that grace that we've been given.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the lecture pointed out it's not a one-time thing.
Oh, right.
Forgiveness is something that we're called to do
yeah.
over and over and over again.
Yeah.
It's this commitment to letting go
oh, okay.
of bitterness and resentment.
So, like, putting on this new self involves choosing to forgive
yes.
over and over again, even when it's really hard.
It's hard.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a crucial part
yeah.
of living out our new identity in Christ.
Right.
It's about breaking that cycle of hurt
yeah.
and offering healing and reconciliation.
And it ties back to that idea of, like, mutual responsibility, right? Like, yeah. we're supposed to be there for each other. We're not in this alone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We need each other.
It's like we're all works in progress.
Yes.
And we're all helping each other along the way.
And when we do that,
yeah.
you know, when we come together, amazing things can happen.
That's a beautiful thought.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's exactly what Colossians 3 is about.
Yeah.
It really is all about that, you know, that idea from the lecture that we can't give what we don't have.
Right.
And if we want to show more compassion, you know, kindness, patience, forgiveness to the people around us. Yeah. We have to work on those things in ourselves.
Yeah, it makes me think about my own life, you know?
Yeah.
What am I lacking that's, like, preventing me from being the person I want to be?
Yeah.
You know, both for myself and for other people.
It is a very humbling thought.
Yeah.
And, you know, it gets to the core of what it means
yeah.
to follow Christ, you know?
Yeah.
It's not just believing the right things.
Right.
It's about becoming more like him
yeah.
in every single part of our lives.
And something else the lecture said, too, that I thought was really interesting is that we're not supposed to do this alone.
Oh, absolutely not.
No.
It's not a solo act.
Yeah, we need each other.
We need each other.
Like, we need that support. We need encouragement.
Absolutely.
We need accountability, too.
Yeah, you need somebody to gently remind you when you're slipping up.
Yes.
And to celebrate with you.
Right.
When you make progress.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's, you know, another reason why unity is so important.
Right.
We need each other to grow.
Yeah.
To become yep. more like Christ.
It's like we're all a bunch of works in progress.
We are.
You know, and we're all just kind of helping each other along the way.
We are. And, the, you know, the lecture really drives this point home that this transformation.
Yeah.
It isn't just about your own personal growth. It's about building a community.
Oh.
That reflects the love and unity yeah. of Christ.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's like if we're reflecting Christ,
yeah.
our relationship should also reflect that, you know?
They should.
All that love, all that grace, forgiveness, the unity.
It's about creating a culture.
Yeah.
Where those things aren't just talked about, they're actually lived out.
And it makes me think about, like, all the communities I'm a part of, you know?
You know, right.
Not even just church, like family, work, my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Even online, you know, like
all those communities.
Are those communities reflecting those values?
It's a good question.
Yeah. You know, are we contributing to a culture of love and unity, or are we part of the problem?
Right. And the lecture challenges us to take it a step further.
Okay.
And think about how we're living out our faith in really specific ways.
So it's not enough to just say, I believe in unity. No, I believe in forgiveness. We have to actually do it, right?
We have to put it into action.
Yeah. You know?
And the lecture makes this point. It's not just about what you believe.
Yeah.
It's about who you're becoming in Christ.
Okay.
And how that is obvious to the people around you.
And that makes me think back to what the lecture said, that you can't give what you don't have.
Yeah.
Like, if I don't have compassion,
mm-hmm.
I can't give compassion.
That's right.
If I don't have kindness,
right,
I can't give what you don't have.
Yeah, and the lecture challenges us, you know, to think about
yes.
what we might be lacking.
Yes.
And to come up with a plan for how we can get better.
It is a call to action.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's about putting those things into practice.
Yeah.
You know, taking all this wisdom from Colossians 3 and making it real.
Yes.
You know, in our lives.
Making a difference.
Yeah, making a difference.
In our lives and the lives of others.
Okay, so how do we do that? Where do we even begin?
I think a good place to start is just to take a look in the mirror.
Oh, okay.
And be honest about where we are.
Okay.
In our own spiritual walk.
Okay.
You know, what are we good at?
Mm-hmm.
What are we not so good at?
Okay.
Where do we need to grow?
And maybe even, like, think about people that we admire.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, if we really admire someone for their patience.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that means that's something I need to work on.
It's a great point, you
yeah.
know?
Huh.
It's like whatever qualities we're drawn to in other people,
yeah,
those are qualities that we want for ourselves.
Right.
And the good news is,
yeah,
with a little help from God,
mm.
we can cultivate those things
okay.
in our own lives.
I like that.
And it's not about, like, beating yourself up over it.
Right, you know? Yeah.
It's about recognizing those things as opportunities.
To get better.
Exactly.
Mm.
For growth.
Yeah, yeah. We're all works in progress.
We are.
You know?
This is a lifelong thing.
It is.
Okay, I'm feeling inspired. So, like, what are some things we can actually do?
That's a great question. And, you know, the lecture offers
okay.
some really helpful suggestions.
Okay.
One thing that it talks about is being intentional.
Okay.
You can't just, like, wish you were more patient.
Right.
You know, more forgiving. You have to actually make choices
uh-huh.
that will help you grow.
Right. So, like, if I'm trying to be more patient,
mm-hmm.
maybe I should, like, take a deep breath.
Yes.
Before I react to something.
That's it. That's it. It's about those practical things that you can do.
Yeah.
And, you know, the lecture also talks about how important it is
okay.
to surround yourself with people
yeah.
who can support you. Yeah. People that will be honest with you.
Yeah. People that you can be honest with.
Right.
about your struggles
mm-hmm.
and who will encourage you to keep going.
Right.
And to celebrate with you
yeah.
along the way.
Okay. So finding your people, right?
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't have to do this alone.
We don't. And, you know, when we come together
yeah.
with the shared purpose,
yeah.
amazing things happen.
This is really cool. I'm starting to see how all this connects together.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like a puzzle.
Yeah, it is like a
puzzle. And each of these virtues is a little piece
uh-huh.
that fits into this bigger picture
yeah.
of what it means yeah. to follow Christ.
I really like that. That's good.
And the more we work on those things,
mm-hmm.
you know, the more the image of Christ will be obvious in our lives.
This has been so insightful, this deep dive, you know.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I'm already thinking about how I can use this, like, mm-hmm. in my own life.
Yeah.
This is really good stuff. Me too. And I think it's also good to remember
okay.
that it's a process, right?
Yeah.
We're never going to be a finished product.
Right. It's not about being perfect.
That's right. It's about the journey.
Yeah.
And trusting that God is
yeah.
doing his thing.
He's working.
In us.
Yeah.
Even when we can't see it.
You know, it's not about trying to earn his love or approval. It's
yeah.
about letting him change us.
That's it.
You know?
From the inside out.
So that we can reflect that to the world.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. That's really good.
Letting go of all that effort.
Yeah.
And just surrendering.
Surrendering to it. Yeah.
To his power.
This is a really good deep dive. So as we wrap up this part, I think we're left with some good things to think about.
I think so, too.
You know, how do we want to live out these things? What steps can we take?
Yeah.
You know,
it's a great place to end this section.
Yeah.
We covered a lot.
Yeah.
But there's always more to explore.
Always more.
Let's think about these questions and see where they take us.
I like that. That's good. Okay.
Either.
It's crazy, right? Like, we've been talking about all this stuff.
Yeah.
All these virtues, how to grow them and everything. And it keeps making me think about what the lecture said about how...
About how we can't give what we don't have.
Yeah, exactly.
That's such a good point.
It's so simple.
It is, but dude, so important.
It's profound.
It is. Yeah. Like, if we want more love, more kindness, patience, forgiveness
in the world
we have to start by being those things ourselves.
We'd have to actually live it out, you know.
Right. Yeah,
the lecture really emphasized that, like, you know, our actions should show the changes that are happening on the inside.
Yeah,
it's not enough to just talk about it, we have to actually be about it.
Yeah, and that's hard sometimes.
Oh, it is.
You know, some days I am so far from embodying all that, you know.
Yes, I hear that.
It's like patience.
Wait. Yeah, right. Like yesterday, I totally honked at that guy who was driving way too slow.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I feel that.
Yeah.
So it's a process.
It's a process. We're not expected to get there overnight.
Right. We're not perfect.
The lecture reminds us of that. It says it's a journey.
It is. Yeah.
Not a destination.
Yeah. And we have each other. We have our communities. And most importantly, we have God.
God's grace.
Yeah. God's grace to help us through.
Absolutely.
That's a big one, right?
It is.
It's not about striving for some... like crazy standard,
yeah.
you know.
No, it's about surrendering.
Surrendering to it, yeah.
To his power.
Yeah.
To let him work in us and through us.
And then as we do that, as we let ourselves be changed, like you were saying.
Yeah.
You know, all those virtues, those things that seem so hard,
uh-huh.
they become easier.
They do. Yeah. They become more natural.
Yeah.
Like the lecture said.
Okay.
As we grow in Christ, those virtues become less of a chore and more of a reflex.
Oh, that's good. Isn't that great?
That's a good one. I like that.
It's a great way to put it.
Yeah. And that makes me think about something else the lecture said about, like, remembering who we are
yes.
in Christ.
It reminded us we are God's chosen ones, holy and beloved.
Yeah. That's huge.
And our actions should show that.
Yeah.
We have to live out.
Like, really live it out.
Yes. The reality
yeah.
of who we are in him.
And that makes me wonder, like, what if we really got that?
Yeah.
You know, like, what if we really understood how much God loves us? What if we really believe?
If we really grasp that, yeah.
Yeah, that we are chosen, holy, beloved. Wouldn't that change how we live?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. You change everything, you know?
Everything. Yeah.
Imagine if we just, like, came into every situation.
Yeah.
With that confidence of God's love.
It would transform our relationships.
Absolutely.
Our communities.
Uh-huh.
The whole world.
Yes. Yes.
That's pretty powerful.
It is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah.
And I think about, you know, how the lecture ended with that question.
Yeah.
You can't give what you don't have.
Uh-huh.
So what is one virtue you wish you had more of to give to others?
Such a good question.
Yeah, it really is.
Makes you think.
Makes you think. It challenges us.
It does.
To be intentional.
About our own growth. Yeah.
Yeah. And not just for us.
Right.
But so we can be better for other people.
It's about looking outward.
Yeah.
Not just inward. It's like, what can we offer?
Yeah. What can we give?
Not what can we get?
Yeah. I like that a lot.
And the cool thing is,
yeah,
when we work on these things in ourselves,
yeah,
it spills over.
It does.
Into exactly. our relationships.
Yeah.
It's like a ripple effect.
It is. So as we finish up our deep dive on Colossians 3.
Yeah.
I think we're left with some good stuff to think about.
We are.
You know, what's one area where we can put on a little more of Christ today?
Yeah, what's one step we can take to grow in love, kindness, patience, forgiveness?
I like that. Those are good questions.
They are. And remember,
yeah,
even the small things make a difference.
They do. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Of course.
And until next time, keep seeking, keep growing.
Keep growing.
And keep reflecting the love of Christ in everything you do.